Welcome to Shomar Shom on the Daf. Share sponsor Loi Nishma Sarim Biyakov Shalom Aleihav Asitzchok. We're holding in Megillah Daf Chavov. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings what's brought down also in Yuma Daf Yud Beis and in Zevachim that the Yerushalayim was divided between Yehuda and Binyamin. According to the Man D'Amar, the Yerushalayim Nitchalka L'Shvatim, and Yehuda took the whole area of Har Habayis and the beginning of Beis Hamikdash, while Binyamin took the Oroin, the Kodesh Kadashim, the Heichol and the Ulam. And the Gemara brings the concept that Binyamin was very upset they did not get the entire Mizbeach. And we spoke about it more in the Shir and Yuma Daf Yud Beis. Kedai to listen to that Shir. Anybody on the WhatsApp or email will get a link to that Shir. But what I want to focus on today is the fact that Yerushalayim is divided between Binyamin and Yehuda specifically, and Beis Hamikdash itself has the inner part of Beis Hamikdash belongs to Binyamin, and the outer part belongs to Yehuda. And this is understood very much with two things that we learned here throughout the Masechta. Number one is, in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a debate if Mordechai belonged to Shevet Yehuda or to Shevet Binyamin. There was a fight between the families where he belonged to. The Maharal explains in Or Chadash that the idea of the difference between Yehud and Binyamin is based on what the Maharal says in a different place in Or Chadash, which we mention in Daf Dalet. That the Gemara says you have to read the Megillah in the night and in the day. The Maharal says there's two miracles that happen in Purim. One miracle is the fact that Am Yisrael survived. They were not annihilated by Haman. They continued living. They were able to keep what they had. There's another nace that Am Yisrael had, which was not only that they survived, but they became chasham. Mordechai became the Mishnah Melech. Everybody around the world was Mishad. He wanted to become Jewish. The Jews were the greatest thing in that time. The Jews were Mizgaber on all their enemies. They became the superpower. And the Maharal and Daf Dalet we mentioned explains that that's the two Megillahs that we have. We read the Megillah in the night. Connected the survival of the night. The night is a time of Tzara. We survive the Tzaras. And we read Megillah in the day because of all the Yakar, the Am Yisrael received, the Chashivas that they got. That's the day. That's the light. The Maharal on the Gemara in the Yud Beis explains that that's exactly the difference between Binyamin and Yehuda. Binyamin, says the Maharal, is the one who preserves the existing. He is considered to be Binyamin HaTzadik. He's the one who makes sure that Am Yisrael survives. While Yehuda is the Melech. Yehuda is the king. And the king is Loshen Chashivas. He's the one who is responsible for the expansion of Am Yisrael, of the godless of Am Yisrael. And just to add on the Maharal, is the Yisrael that comes out of Divrei Rabbi Seinu, that Binyamin is the one who leads always to the Malchus of Yehuda. He's that connector between Malchus Hashem to Malchus Yehuda, the one who makes sure that this thing, that process goes well, goes correctly, is Binyamin. Rashi and Chumash brings that when it says the Baboyke Yechal Ha'adu Barev Yechalik Shalal, speaks about Binyamin. The Binyamin is before Malchus Beis David, he's Shaul HaMelech, and he's after Malchus Beis David, that he's Mordechai Tzadik. Also, it's brought down that Eliyahu Navi comes with Shevet Binyamin, according to one Tana. The Arizal says that's the Pchina of Eliyahu Navi, which is going to bring to Melech HaMashiach. He's the one who leads to Melech HaMashiach. And this connects with this Maharal. The Binyamin preserved the existing, you would go to the next stage. But in order to get to the next stage, you first need to preserve what you have. Binyamin is the one who leads to Malchus Yehuda. We mentioned a few days ago that in Yerushalayim, there's two parts. There's a part called Tzion, and there's a part called Yerushalayim. Tzion is where the Kedusha is preserved always. You have Evan Eshtio, Shemenu Hushta Sahoilom, that's where the Kedusha remains throughout generations. You go to Kaisel Ma'arova, you have Kedusha Tzion. Yerushalayim is the expansion that brings that Kedusha out, not only in a physical sense, but also in a spiritual sense. And that's Yerushalayim Bechurbano. When there's a Churban, Yerushalayim is not there. Yerushalayim brings that expansion, Chashivis, of the Kedusha that we have in this place. It's brought down the Vilna Gaon that Binyamin's Chelik in Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, that's called Tzion. And Yehuda's Chelik in Yerushalayim, that's called Yerushalayim. Tzion Yerushalayim, that's Binyamin Yehuda. And according to our bringing this Maharal, that makes so much sense, it all fits very perfectly. Binyamin is keeping, preserving, is the Tzadik that keeps the Kedusha. That's Pchinas Tzion. That's the Pchina of the Oroin, of the Heichol, the whole Gedusha Samigdosh. Yehuda is the one who brings that out, expands that to bring all the Chashivas and the Gilui Shmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the union of the Melech. That's what Yehuda does. And that's why Yerushalayim is divided exactly that way. The Binyamin has the Kedusha, Kedush Kedoshim, Heichol and Ulam, while Yehuda has the outside Bisa Mikdush, the one that expands out and is a Shpia Kedusha to the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.